Welcome, Black Hollywood Life fans. On today's episode of Fit Club, we talk Monday resolutions, New Year detoxes, and the best diets of 2019. Stay tuned for more.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, Fit Club.
Who should be heard?
Clubbers, we are back. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Again, I'm your host, Shaka Smith. Ms. Trinidad?
What's up, guys? My name is TK Trinidad.
How you doing? How you doing?
I'm good. Can't complain.
2019?
2019's here, guys.
Do you feel
new me, new you.
Right?
It was like the whole thing at the end of the year, the beginning of the year. I'm going off of social media for a moment. I'm taking a social media break. Okay, well, why are you letting me know?
Yeah. Just
it's not
do
that
it.
Serious.
Just go.
So maybe I became a little bit more cynical and just can't even bother with it.
Yeah, I feel like over the years I'm just over it. Maybe I see it so much now with social media.
It's like, why do you announce, unless like you, like, even if you have 100 followers or 1,000 followers or 100 million followers, there's only, I think, your circle that, like, knows you is, like, under 20 people.
Yeah.
So there's going to be that under that 20 people who are known, like, oh, they haven't been on social media, but, like, go and check on them. Everybody else is not going to, like, be checking for you like that.
Yeah, and of course the dramatic switches of personality where people are going to become either, like, you know, gym warriors overnight or, you know.
I mean, I was cynical about that, too, but it's just, like, if you can, you know, maybe you've been trying for 5 years. And this year it finally sticks. Like, the gym that I go to, LA Fitness, I've been just doing a lot of cardio. It's not as bad, but I go during the day.
Yeah.
So it's not at, it's a little bit more congested than usual, but it's not as bad as, you know, some other gyms. So
yeah, this year it wasn't really bad at all. You know what was really packed was church was really packed.
So
people make that same resolution, but this was the first year church was more packed than the gym.
So some scary times out there, man. Turn to Jesus.
People are switching.
Don't know what to. There's what else can you possibly do?
Yeah.
And I was actually thinking about this today because what I did start last year in October was like affirmations. Well, why can't
affirmations?
Thank you, Jesus. I was doing affirmations and I was actually journaling, but I'm studying different religions. And what I thought about is, even the people who don't believe in like God or Christianity or whatever, even if you go back to our ancestors, there was always a spiritual connection.
Yeah.
Like, even, you know, you have, for instance, Black folks are like, well, you know, it's, you know, Christianity was just brought to us because slavery, all this other stuff. Before all that, there was still a spiritual connection with the earth. Same thing with Native Americans. So there's always that spirituality. And it's like, if you don't believe in anything, then what's the point of living?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you don't believe, like, there's at least some type of higher power, then, like, why bother?
Or belief in something other greater than yourself.
Right. But so, anyways, sorry, that was my revelation for today.
Your New Year's revelation.
It just came to me. It's like, okay.
Well, as we know, with the New Year, people start a lot of detoxes and detoxification, that whole process. But one of the things that we're always trying to avoid is processed food. And I've been sort of trying to do a processed food detox, but haven't really called it that, but just trying to avoid it, you
right.
know? And one of the things I found was, like, you know, what is processed food? What is it exactly? So basically, it's anything, anytime you've ever changed anything between when it's made or when it comes out of the ground, whatever it is, and it's eaten.
Right.
So you can have, you know, canned nuts or processed foods. Mm-hmm. But these aren't the ones we're talking about. We're talking about the ultra-processed foods where they're adding tons of sodium and sugar and extra fats into it for flavor, taste, or preservation. And that actually comprises 60% of the calories that we consume.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So we have got some tips and tricks to help people go through a processed food detox. Have you been trying to detox or been cognizant of processed food in your diet? Especially, well, I guess you did your fast.
So yeah, I did the fast for 21 days. It went really well. I lost 32 pounds.
Wow.
In 21 days, and I think I gained back 4.
Wow.
And I've just lost 2 this week. I just really, actually, I went on a, shout out to VH1, but they only pay me, like, monthly. But anyway, I got a huge check, so I was like, let me just shop for the month. And what I ended up doing was I actually just got a lot of vegetables. I got some vegan meat, and that was about it, because in L.A., it's so easy, because you have the cauliflower rice. I made cauliflower shepherd's pie today. Like,
whoa,
it's so easy. Easy to do that stuff in L.A. that you don't really need the processed foods. And then since after my fast, I'm not craving that.
Yeah, you got it.
So, yeah, so it's like I have a whole process, and then, you know, in the mornings I work out, so, like, I'm conditioned in a certain way now. So, like, I'm not even craving that stuff. And I'm kind of halfway full by the mid part of the day. So,
But I have to ask you, have you had anything that's, like, been completely, you know, gone off the rails that you just had to have that, you know?
I mean, when I had a pizza, it was on, like, a thin crust, gluten-free with vegetables. Like, I mean... I had a burger last week.
So you didn't have, like,
but
the
I had
rebellion.
Salad to go with it. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm making, I'm not denying myself or anything, but I'm also making the healthy options for that.
Balanced choices.
Yeah, the balance of it. So if I want, like, you know, like a soda, then, but I drink a gallon of water a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, there's, like, I know that. Plus, I'm so in tune with my body that I feel that type of stuff. Like, I know when I'm dehydrated before it even happens.
Yeah.
So for me, the fast really just focused and centered me into, like, being in tune with my body to know what I should supply it with.
Nice. And one of the biggest tips is to start slowly. And so that is sort of kind of being mindful and being in tune with your body and figuring out how to inch towards getting towards those goals.
We're definitely addicted to a lot of stuff, sugars and all this other stuff. So, you know, going cold turkey, some people can do it, but then there's people that, you know, that hasn't been their lifestyle. So starting off with one thing, you know, if it's like every morning you have two packs of sugar in your coffee, then, like, try to go to one. Like, it starts kind of starting off with a small thing. So then it just becomes a lifestyle. I think it's like 21 days to form a habit, 90 days to start a lifestyle.
Oh, really? Okay, wow.
Well, that's, you know, the social media. I don't know if that's really true, but, you know.
We gotta fact check that.
Yeah. So, you know, it's you can just be consistent with things and you can do it on a light, like, you can see yourself doing it for the next 5 years, 10 years, and it's not going to be an issue.
Yeah.
Then, you know, it makes sense.
And another tip to go along with reducing your processed foods, what I tell people is to add in a bunch of stuff. So add in fresh fruits and vegetables, and then the hope is when you start adding those to your different meals that you'll be a little bit more full, so that you'll have less of the bad stuff the next meal.
Right.
So just add in bananas, add in apples, go for it in terms of the fruits and veggies that you want. Another thing is add garlic and pepper instead of adding salt.
Mm-hmm.
So avoid adding in sodium to anything that you have. You want to get fewer sugary drinks in, of course, so you want to add more water. You want to make sure that you're getting rid of that addiction. If you need the flavor, add in some fruit, or sometimes carbonation will help you get over that feeling of needing the sodas as well. And then, of course, picking whole grains over processed grains. That's brown rice versus white rice.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so these are the little tips and tricks that people can use. Of course, limit your bacon, your ham, your hot dogs, your sausage.
and so that's not even food, though.
And there is vegan sausage. And to me, the vegan sausage tastes like the sausage I remember you having before, the Jimmy Dean's and that kind of stuff.
I had a Costco sausage when I was in high school. I used to love hot dogs. And then... like, I burped and it was like the sausage smell, and I'm like, I'm not.
No,
haven't
not
had a sausage
you.
Since, well, meat wise.
Yeah, vegan sausage is sort of like, because the idea of sausage kind of grossed me out in terms of just being the byproducts, but then vegan sausage tastes so good, and I know it's just all plant based, but in my mind, it's still this animal thing, you know?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Like, there's certain things that I just, once I stopped. Like, in my mind, I was like, this is gross. I just haven't gone back to it.
Not even
all.
The vegan versions of it.
Not even the vegan versions of it. But that vegan, I don't even know if that's... I should have probably did a video for it. But the vegan shepherd or the cauliflower shepherd pie came out really well. I used the vegan meat with green beans and corn, seasoned it. And then I did the cauliflower mash. So I layered it and I baked it for like 35 minutes. And it's just like, oh, this is...
See, you're knocking off everything on the list, because that's like using substitutes as the next thing on the list, and making whole meals that you substitute.
Oh, yeah.
Or you do it with the shepherd's pie.
Yeah. The cauliflower is like you have the potatoes, which is really starchy, or you have cauliflower, which is already vegetables.
Yeah.
So you don't have to first down more vegetables. I mean, it's – and then you add – it. I don't know. I just thought about it today, and it turned out really well, so I'm pretty surprised with myself.
Wait, so you just kind of did it on the fly? You didn't even just get it –
yeah, I bought a whole bunch of groceries, and I was like, I want to, like, just make sure that I have meals, and I bought a head of cauliflower, so that was the first thing I was going to start before, you know, it just died. So I was like, I usually do cauliflower mash with, like, whatever I might do with corn or something else, and I was like, oh, I haven't made shepherd's pie in years, maybe 5-6 years.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, the mash, like, I have it on point. It's like, I know how to do it. It's like, all I need to do is the meat. And
yeah. See, when you start living that sort of journey, then you start getting creative about things you used to have and duplicating them.
Yeah, because, yeah, for me, it's just more of, like, I love those things, but it's also, you know, trying to stay on, like, healthy-wise, losing weights, like, 1 or 2 pounds a week. So trying to stay on that level of consistency.
But still having some of the flavors and things that you enjoy. And that's important, too, is, like, making sure you season things well, you know, can often give you the same flavor profiles that you've had with meat. So if people are worried about having too much processed meat, you can get it through just the flavoring.
Yeah.
Another detox that we're all trying to do, a lot of people do a lot of dry January. Do you do a dry January?
No.
No?
I mean...
Well, because you're not heavily drinking throughout the rest of the year.
Yeah. I'm not, like, I mean, sometimes it just depends. Like, I kind of realized, again, with the 21-day fast, like, I realized what my stressor points were.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then I read an article, which I already knew that, you know, alcohol carries higher sugar and all this other stuff. And it's just kind of like, you know, I don't want to be fighting, like, the lose weight fight for, you know, the rest of my life. Like, I want to get to a certain place and then, you know, oh, if I want to do this, then I can do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't want to do that. So I'm, like, just on a mission to be very consistent. So at this moment, I haven't drank since New Year's, but, you know, I might feel like drinking 2 weeks from now, but it's not a daily thing.
Yeah. Well, they found at the University of Sussex, people that did a dry January obviously had improved sleep, energy, and weight loss. And out of 800 people, they found that they drank even less in their seventh month after having just the dry January.
And if you drink before you go to bed and you're trying to go to the gym in the morning, it's not going to happen.
It's going to be just,
don't even, like, if you're like, I want to go to the gym, then don't even try that because it's not... You're not going to get it.
Yeah, and 71% reported improved sleep. 70% reported improved overall health, 67% more energy, 58% lost weight, and 54% had better skin. So, like, all around, you know, it's clear that when you go dry for a little bit, you have immediate effects. Even if it's a couple of days that you go dry.
Yeah.
But and it depends on what you're drinking, too.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of people, like healthy people, they'll do, like, the vodka on the ice. And it just depends. It depends on if you have 3 kids, I get it.
Yeah. Like, and you staying hydrated, of course.
Yeah, so it just depends on how you balance it out.
Yeah. And, of course, yeah, we started off with our resolutions, our Aaliyah, and a nod to the new year. What we talked about, I think, right before the new year was doing monthly resolutions and breaking it up in a way that a lot of people actually fail their resolutions throughout the year. So doing
it's
it in
like
a way,
86% or something.
Yeah, so doing it in a way that you set yourself up for the best success. And another strategy, which is inspire all these Monday campaigns, are Monday resolutions. So basically, and it's backed up by studies, which is great. Studies show that when it comes to smokers, that they actually have more success with Monday resolutions and reduced likelihood of relapse. And they also found that people on Mondays and Tuesdays, 30% more search on Google for things that include the word healthy. 30% more than they do on the rest
Wednesday,
of the week.
Depending on how your week went, it's just like downhill.
Yeah, you don't even think.
Yeah, you just want to get through it.
And at least it gives you an opportunity, 52 chances during the year, to get back on the horse.
Yeah.
So if you fail Wednesday, okay, whatever, I'm getting back up on the horse Monday.
Right.
So I thought it was a pretty interesting concept. Do you utilize anything like that?
No.
Like, I do a workout Wednesday, but that's not like a monthly or weekly resolution.
No, I actually started this maybe 2 years ago. So I divide my year up into quarters, and then I divide them into months, and then I do a to-do list for the week. And then I have a friend, I'm probably going to start adopting this, she divides her day up into quarters. And so it's just like you're literally utilizing every part of your day.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of funky if you're like a freelancer because some days, you know, you could afford a nap at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but do you really need that nap? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for me, because I'm that like very on top of things, analyze things, have put things in calendars, like that works for me. Like just... like, okay, this is what I want to get done this quarter.
Yeah.
So, and then it also helped, too, starting that stuff before 2019.
Yeah.
Because when you have, like, 2019, it's like everybody's talking about it. You feel this pressure. You have to do all this stuff. And it's just, like, I kind of felt like I finished my fast on the 31st. And I felt like I just glided into 2019 doing the same things that I've established a pattern of doing since, like, the end of October.
Yeah.
So I felt way more, like, I felt ahead of the game that it was like, oh, man, I really need to, like, define this stuff. But I already kind of knew the big picture of what I want to do.
Yeah.
And so it just, it's a lot easier for me, but it just depends on the type of person you are.
Yeah, and I think Monday Resolutions kind of lends itself to that, where you're not so hung up on this one big date that, you know, everything starts on this day. You know what? So I'm going to be vegan, you know, starting Monday every Monday. Right. And then if you falter on Wednesday, okay, you know what? Faltered this week. Let's see if I can make it to Thursday next week. Let's see if I can make it to Friday the week after.
Well, it just depends, too, because I feel like if you – because what happens, too, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to do this on Monday, and here you are on Friday, and you just kind of, like, binge on everything.
Yeah.
So now you're in a deficit.
Yeah.
And then, like, all the – like, say if you wanted to, you know, not give up meat, but you're literally binging on meat on every single meal, and then Monday comes, it's like you're craving meat because you just – overloaded your system.
Yeah.
So it kind of just depends on your mindset. Like, okay, I'm just going to do everything normal and the Monday it's going to be there. Or are you going to have like a, almost like a funeral?
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to. Yeah.
Right. So say, just,
I've already crapped the bed now, so let me just continue.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I'm going to stop drinking. Let me just go hard for 3 days. Like, it's probably not the best option.
Yeah, hopefully your people aren't going to be taking that tack. But I guess they aren't, because they seem to be working for most people. So hopefully Monday Resolutions is something that people can incorporate
wisely. Whatever works for you. Like, I mean, big goals, small girl goals. I think 4 years ago, my goal was to go to the beach once a month because I just rarely went to the beach and live in LA. And it was just so peaceful because it resetted everything.
Yeah.
So it's just like all the little things, you know, reading books is like my thing this year too. So it's just.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I read a book once a month.
Okay. Well, what book are you on now? We're going to have the Fit Club book club?
Finally, I know we should have one. I just finally finished the Megan Good and Devon Franklin book, Waiting. I think it's called Waiting. So it's talking about like being absent until you're married. Some of the stuff was great. Some of the stuff's like, I don't know if this is for me. But I finally finished that. I had
that book. One out there.
Yeah. I've had that book in my queue for like a year and a half. So I finally finished that. And then I'm going to be doing Michelle Obama's book for January.
Nice.
So yeah. Game plan.
Nice.
Be educated.
That's your Monday, kind of your Monday campaign. But if people are looking for other ideas, you can go to mondaycampaigns.org and get some ideas.
Yeah.
Of course, we want to know what are the best diets of 2019. The U.S. News and World Report, as they love to do, released some more rankings, and they have ranked them not only just the best diet overall of 2019, but the best diabetes and heart health diets, the best for weight loss, and the best for quick weight loss. So, like, you know, if you want a rapid weight loss diet, they'll also rank those as well. no surprise here, but overall, the Mediterranean diet came in number one.
Mm-hmm. But isn't that's a diet or is that a lifestyle?
Well, it does kind of I think that is encompassed in diet, at least, I guess, the way they define it.
Mm-hmm.
But largely, we're looking at having a lot of extra virgin olive oil, but leaning heavily on fruits and veggies, whole grains, a lot of fish, but very little of anything else, any other meats. So that's, you know, that's sort of the diet that's really, I guess, overall the considered best of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
The DASH diet and the...
The DASH diet, what's that?
That came in second. That is the Dietary Approaches to Stopping Hypertension diet. And it's very similar in terms of a good balance of lean meats and fresh fruits and veggies and legumes and what have you. And then the Flexitarian diet came in third as well, which is plant-based, and then you have a little bit of meat in there as well. And then fourth was the Mind diet, and which was tied with Weight Watchers.
Mm-hmm.
And that was for overall health. For, of course, weight loss, number one was Weight Watchers.
Mm-hmm.
Number two was second place with the Volumetrics diet, the DASH diet, the Flexitarian diet, and the Mayo Clinic diet. Actually, that was for the diabetes and heart health.
Okay.
And then, of course, for quick, rapid weight loss, number one was the HMR diet. And number two was the Weight Watchers diet. So they went through a bunch of them. You guys should check it out, U.S. News and World Report. But it definitely looks like the Mediterranean diet for overall health is the way to go. But Weight Watchers coming in strong. We know that Oprah has taken it over. And she's I think she's actually got now a line of her own branded foods.
Yeah, she has a line of her own branded food. I think she has like a cauliflower pizza that's in the Rouse by me. And then she owns part of it, or she has shares in it. I think the Flexitarian diet, just for environmental stuff, if you believe in them, you know, global warming, I do, by the way. I'm just making a joke. it's good on the environment because I know a lot of people who like just refuse to not stop eating meat, which is fine. Do you? But it's just kind of like, you know, just body wise and for the environment. That's probably like the best way. You don't have to have meat with every single meal.
Yeah.
Of course. You know, that's, I think a lot of people should adopt that because they're not going to die.
Yeah. I think people just get stuck on the idea of you can't have or feel like it's being taken away. So then they cling to it even more because they're saying, but you know, it's not a war. I mean, I guess in some ways it is a war. I mean, but it's not meant to be that.
Right.
You know?
But it's just kind of one of those things where you at least should try it and see how your body feels. Like I feel incredible. Like, having meat three times a meal every day, you know, in your body, on top of that, you're not active. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to, what you feel like now, if you just take meat out of your meals once in a while, you'll feel so much better.
Yeah.
Like, you'll feel younger.
Yeah, and you don't even know, you know, how good you can feel because you're just always stuck in that state.
And then you don't have those stinky farts, by the way. That is so unnatural, just so you know. Like, if you get rid of the meat, it's not even a thing. You're not going to be killing people. Just an FYI.
Just an added benefit.
That is an added benefit, like, especially the ones that you try to kill yourself. Like, oh my gosh.
Are you a big fan of fitness trackers?
Actually,
you were telling me you were using one.
Yeah, I have the Garmin Vivo Active I got last year. That was my, like, tax present to myself. I love that. It tracks all my workouts. So, like, when I do yoga, it has, like, a yoga thing. Now, when I do boot camp, all that stuff.
Did you find that, like, did you track it yourself or find that you were getting better results with it?
Oh, no. Well, better results. I would say interesting findings because you tap the watch, and I'm sure it's like almost every watch. But what I really liked about the Garmin is that it had different workouts. It had your stepper, so you know how many, and then it adjusts your goals for you too. And then it partners with the MyFitnessPlan app, so you can see on the Garmin app like how long you slept. How much REM sleep you got, how many calories you burned in this activity, what you're on pace on doing. And then if you put your meals in the MyFitnessPal, then it all links up. So it's like really, it's just really interesting to see where you are as far as everything. So like if you fall off the wagon and you're like, oh my gosh. And then you look at your app and you're like, oh, I haven't worked out in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And now, you know, when 6 months ago I was 140 pounds, but for some reason I'm 168. You can kind of see it all there for you.
Well, these two studies kind of defy that to a degree. University of Pittsburgh, they looked at 470 people who were overweight or obese. Half were given the tracker 6 months into this weight loss program.
Mm-hmm.
So the ones that were given the tracker on average lost 7.7 pounds. The ones that were not given the tracker lost 13 pounds. Mm. And then another study out of Duke, they looked at 800 office workers, and they had the control group and then the ones that got the tracker, and then the ones that got a tracker plus a financial incentive.
Oh.
And they looked and they realized that half of the people stopped using the tracker halfway in,
mm-hmm.
and that there was no difference between the weight loss or blood pressure or the cardio respiratory fitness of those that didn't use
the tracker. But what kind of tracker was
now, it? Like, so both of these studies, I think the most recent one was 2015.
Uh-huh.
And so both of them are saying now they're going to be updating them to see with the new information that's at hand. But I wonder if people were getting a false sense of sort of hitting a goal and then giving themselves a reward. Because maybe they weren't tracking the food as well. Maybe they were just tracking the activity.
Well, it just depends on what type of person you are. Like, you know, even if I don't hit the button like I'm doing yoga, it can sense, like, the spike in my heart rate.
Yeah.
Therefore, you know, and then, you know, this is, you know, we're going to be taken over by machines anyway. But, you know, it knows that, okay, her resting heart rate's usually, like, 68. So now she's at, like, 90. So therefore, you know, it comes to all these conclusions because I've had this watch for almost a year.
But did you ever get an incentive to say, you hit your goal and you're like, oh, I'm done for the day. I'm good. Goals hit. I'm great.
Because
I wonder if that maybe people sometimes keep going because they don't feel they've done enough.
Well, yes and no. Like, I feel for me, I can get definitely over. I get very like honed in. So it's like, okay, well, if I've done four workouts for today, if I did like boot camp, CrossFit, yoga, and like cardio, then if I want to have like Arctic Zero ice cream, I can afford that because I didn't go off the railing with my food either.
Yeah.
So it's just like, okay, it's plus minus, and then I have 7 days to like achieve this goal. So like I'll do that. But as far as just like going off the rails, not really, because I don't crave that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
So it's not, you know.
But did you ever not work out as hard as you might have otherwise because you had the tracker? Because you already hit a goal that you... Maybe you would have run 5 miles that day, but because the tracker told you hit the goal, you didn't run.
Oh,
the five
yeah,
miles.
No, because I already have in my mind what I'm going to be doing for that day anyway. So yeah. If I go to like boot camp and I don't push it as much, like I think which just sounds terrible to say, but I think for me it's just like, okay, I just spent 4 hours out of my day like doing various types of workouts. Like even if I did it half ass, it's more than what I did 2 years ago, like
yeah.
Where I was just doing a workout and it was like a hit or miss. Like I would get in a workout sometime during the week, but I might get 4 workouts. Now I'm getting 6 workouts anywhere between, you know, an hour and a half to 4 hours, depending on the day.
So you're just super regimented and planned. That's like, that's
yeah,
how
I'm very
you've managed
age,
it.
I'm
like
very
you've just
atypical.
Really broken this
yeah,
down.
Yeah, I'm very, for me, I'm very atypical. So that's why I'm saying it depends on the person. You have to find what like works for you with diet, with workout, whatever. Like if you're not into CrossFit or yoga or whatever, then do pole dancing
yeah.
or do walking or do something that, you know, like works for you. If you're not into any of that and you want to stay home, there's like plenty of apps. Like there's just, so I have a friend, she works out just the YouTube stuff. She'll just search YouTube, find a thing, and she'll dance. Like it just depends on like what works for you. But if you want to be healthy and you don't want to feel like disgusting inside, and you want to feel like if you're, you know, whatever, if you're 50 and you want to feel like you're 30 again, it's really on, you know, all those little the adjustments that you make.
Yeah.
And your stress level, that's always key too.
So that's your 2019 advice going into these months of keeping up your resolutions.
Again, I'm a very different individual because I come from an athletic background.
Yeah.
So, like, everybody I know who doesn't looks at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah.
But I've trained 6 hours a day, like, when I was running.
Yeah.
So it's nothing new to me. For me, doing that and, like, weighing myself and measuring myself and keeping, like, that keeps me on track because it's, like, it's always a new goal.
Yeah.
So for me, that works. For some people, they're like, oh, well, you know, I just go by how my jeans feel. I'm like, all right, well, like, whatever works for you. For me, it's just like, I want to look at myself and it's like, man, if I were somebody else looking at you, I would do you. Like,
yeah.
that's my benefit. Like, that's my thing. So
yeah. I'm trying to think.
What about you? What's your resolution?
Well, you know, I didn't really have any resolutions. I think I'm just seeking. I'm seeking. I'm always just looking for how to get better in whatever area. So I'm always just researching, you know.
How the thirst trap.
Yeah. And so this show is helpful because, you know, it forces me to just continue looking at new studies, what's mm-hmm. coming out. So for me, that's my goal is always, you know, what's next, health and nutrition.
Yeah.
So.
But it looks like it's the same thing, just a different, it's just packaged different. Like,
well,
it's just
yeah.
like meaning that you're eating healthy, and I remember like one time like margin was good or margin was bad or whatever,
well,
but
yeah.
everything is just in moderation, and you find out what works for you and you find out what triggers you
yeah.
into whatever. So if you know like your boss annoys you whenever whatever he does or says triggers you to go and getting this lunch, then, you know, if you go there all the time, then instead of having like the extra long sub,
yeah.
I have a kid size. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I think in general we kind of all know the basics, right?
Right.
But, you know, things like coconut oil versus extra virgin olive oil. Now we kind of know, stick to extra virgin olive oil, but at one point we were all switching to coconut oil. Now
mm-hmm.
it's sort of go back the other way. So I think it's things like, you know, now vegan diets, people are experiencing them longer. Maybe what's the best balance? Maybe
right.
what's this new thing that I haven't heard about that's some fruit that came out of this country?
Right.
You know, so I think, you know, keeping that on the edge, because some of that stuff makes it a little bit easier, you know, when you find out, oh, I could be using this for that?
Right.
Oh, okay, that's a great substitute. Yeah, it makes it a little bit easier. So that for me is the goal, is making health and fitness easy and accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just looking for ways to do that for
LA.
Myself. Right?
LA is so easy to do.
Yeah,
it's
but
crazy.
Too expensive. So I'm like, how do I mitigate
so
that cost?
It's so not expensive.
Well
here's the thing. For the
I'm talking about the extra stuff, like the infrared sauna stuff and
oh,
the
yeah.
cryotherapy.
Well, you should be able to be getting that. We'll talk about after. You should be getting that for free. But even the food part is just like one of those things where, you know, if you can't afford to buy fresh food because it dies or whatever, like the frozen is not necessarily the best, but it's way better than, you know, a meal that you're going to warm up in the microwave for 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's just kind of like, you know, for people who say that, there's, you know, vegetables for $1.99 at the store.
Yeah, and if it's frozen the right way without any chemicals or anything like that, that's actually very little processing going on, and you actually preserve a lot of the nutrients. That's good in the vegetables.
Right. So, I mean...
So, well, hopefully 2019 we'll be able to provide some more information to the viewers and learn some stuff ourselves. But we are back, and we're going to have another great episode next week.
Yeah.
Excited?
Yay!
There we go.
New year, new show!
Yes, that's exciting. Well, guys, my name is Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
My name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
See you guys next week.
Ciao.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.